KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's clear and 54 degrees in Atlantic. We look for partly cloudy skies here today, a high of 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. Topping Western Iowa news, a 72-year-old former teacher has been arrested on charges he had sexual contact with a 17-year-old student. The Iowa Department of Public Safety says police arrested Lee Nelson of Harlan Tuesday and charged him with sexual exploitation by a school employee and assault with intent to commit sexual abuse. Nelson was being held in the Shelby County Jail on $7,000 bond. He's accused of making sexual comments and inappropriately touching a girl while he worked as a band teacher. An affidavit says the incidents occurred at school on band trips and at Nelson's home. The student and her parents contacted police in May. Nelson had worked for the Harlan School District for 35 years before resigning on April 22nd. News time is 7:07.
Hi, this is Lon from Lindeman Tractor. Planting season rolled right into hay season, but we need to be thinking about harvest. We've got a great selection of CR combines here at Lindeman Tractor. We've got a popular model, a CR9060. It's a 2008. It's got 1,198 hours, heavy-duty planetaries. It's set up to either go with an Ag Leader yield monitor or a New Holland yield monitor. Came from an excellent home, and you won't believe the price we have on this machine. Also, we have a CR9070, a 2011. Real low-hour machine for a two-year-old machine with 335 separator hours. Auto steer complete with HID lighting. 620/70R42 duals. A nice machine, a lot like new. And don't forget, New Holland Credit has teamed up with Lindeman Tractor to give us 0% financing for up to 60 months with qualified credit on any used combine. I know you've been really busy, but harvest is coming up soon, and the best selection is right now. Call us today, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic, Lindeman Tractor.
A Glenwood man was arrested early Tuesday morning on a felony charge of arson in the first degree in connection with fires discovered at the Mills County Sheriff's Office. In addition, 22-year-old Adam Houchin faces a felony possession of an incendiary device charge. Houchin was arrested following an investigation into fires set at three locations at the Sheriff's Office, which were reported at around 4:25 a.m. Tuesday. The fires were quickly extinguished, but they were determined to have been intentionally set. Officials say Houchin and his girlfriend had been involved in a domestic disturbance earlier in the evening when she was arrested and was at the jail when the fires were started. Houchin faces up to 35 years in prison if convicted on the charges. He was being held in the Mills County Jail on $35,000 cash bond. The State Fire Marshal's Office and Mills County Sheriff's Office investigated the incidents, which led to Houchin's arrest. In a follow-up to our story last week about a shooting incident near Grant, authorities say a Cumberland man was cited for reckless use of a firearm and public intoxication. Cass County Sheriff's Office reports 31-year-old Danny Shannon was cited for his role in the incident, which took place during the late night hours of July the 18th. Several law enforcement agencies had responded to the scene after receiving a report of a man shooting a gun from a bridge and threatening to take his own life. Shannon was eventually apprehended at his residence near the bridge and brought to the Cass County Memorial Hospital for evaluation. At the time, Sheriff Darby McLaren said no charges had been filed. The Atlantic Police Department reports the arrest of 18-year-old Nicholas Renner of Atlantic on Monday. Renner was taken into custody on a Cass County warrant charging him with theft in the fourth degree. And on Tuesday, 50-year-old Lawrence William Stuva III of Council Bluffs was arrested in Atlantic on a charge of OWI first offense. Both men were transported to the Cass County Jail and booked in. Police in Red Oak arrested a Mills County man last night on a theft charge. 19-year-old Bregan Michael Michelson of Pacific Junction was arrested at around 8:15 p.m. on a charge of fifth-degree theft. Michelson was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $300 cash bond. The Cass County Board of Supervisors will hold a closed session for roughly an hour this morning prior to opening their regular meeting. The session is being held under provisions set forth by the Code of Iowa and is one of a handful of such meetings set to take place over the next few months with various county personnel. This morning, the board will meet at 8 o'clock to conduct an annual performance evaluation and contract review with County Mental Health and General Assistance Coordinator Teresa Canning. When the board resumes their normal session at around 9 a.m., they'll act on the nomination and appointment of an additional member to the local emergency planning council. Action is also expected on accepting or rejecting bids for a hot melt asphalt resurfacing with milling project on Cass County Road G43 from Highway 6 to 71 and a resurfacing project on County Road M56 from G30 to the junction of Highway 6. And if the documents are ready, the board may act on approving a 28E agreement for mental health regionalization. As time allows, the supervisors may also hear a regular report from officials with medevac ambulance. The Atlantic City Council will hold a special session this evening to act on the third and final reading of an amended ordinance calling for an increase in the rate property owners pay for a stormwater equivalent service unit, or ESU, if adopted. During the brief 5:30 p.m. meeting at City Hall, the ESU, which has not changed in over 10 years, would increase 35 cents per month to $2.85. The proposed rate increase is said to generate $25,000 in additional revenues, which will be used to cover the net increase in debt service cost of $15,000 for repairs to the Bull Creek underground drainage system and continued funding for annual repairs to the city's stormwater management system. KJAN News Time is 7:12.
Hi, this is Lon from Lindeman Tractor. Planting season rolled right into hay season, but we need to be thinking about harvest. We've got a great selection of CR combines here at Lindeman Tractor. We've got a popular model, a CR9060. It's a 2008. It's got 1,198 hours, heavy-duty planetaries. It's set up to either go with an Ag Leader yield monitor or a New Holland yield monitor. Came from an excellent home, and you won't believe the price we have on this machine. Also, we have a CR9070, a 2011. Real low-hour machine for a two-year-old machine with 335 separator hours. Auto steer complete with HID lighting. 620/70R42 duals. A nice machine, a lot like new. And don't forget, New Holland Credit has teamed up with Lindeman Tractor to give us 0% financing for up to 60 months with qualified credit on any used combine. I know you've been really busy, but harvest is coming up soon, and the best selection is right now. Call us today, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic, Lindeman Tractor.
In the funeral announcements, Brian Alsup, age 50, of Stewart, died Saturday. Funeral services for Brian Alsup will be this morning at 10:30 at the All Saints Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Mildred Wannell, age 93, of Harlan, died Sunday. Funeral services for Mildred Wannell will be today at 11 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Mary Lou Emkin, age 81, of Avoca, died Saturday. Funeral services for Mary Lou Emkin will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Hancock. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Roy Bilbrey, age 78, of Panora, died Monday. Funeral services for Roy Bilbrey will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Virginia Wagner, age 99, of Stewart, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Virginia Wagner will be held Friday at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Grace Schatz, age 95, of Manning, died Monday. Funeral services for Grace Schatz will be on Friday at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Faye Erickson, age 90, of Exira, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Faye Erickson will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Irma Lorman, age 94, of Manning, died Monday. Funeral services for Irma Lorman will be held on Monday at 3 p.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Bob Gaffney, age 58, of Manning, has died. A massive Christian burial service for Bob Gaffney will be held August 10th at 11 a.m. at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Doris Brainerd, age 97, of Guthrie Center and formerly of Adair, died Tuesday. Services for Doris Brainerd are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Edna C. Miller, age 91, of Harlan, died Tuesday. Services for Edna Miller are pending at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.